for someone who's worked his bum off in the last month or so to get this place ready. It's been Dan who's done it all, not me. I've been concentrating in the rehearsal room. So here's Dan Bates.
I'm here at the Chateau Crucible, and I thought I'd let you listen to the welcome speeches.
Thank you very much, everyone. It's amazing to be standing here. I think I have the best job in Britain at the moment. It's really wonderful to be here as the Chief Executive of Sheffield Theatres and joining the organisation just 4 months ago. So it's really great to not have all that mess and dirt and builder's rubble everywhere, just to come in the last bit and paint a few bits, which is really wonderful. It's great to be here. I have a really simple job tonight, and that's just to thank quite a lot of people. Most people have used most of my speech tonight. However, you're going to have it all. But I just want to, so many people have put so much work into the building to restore it, not just to its former glory, but also to make some massive and significant improvements to the building in terms of accessibility, in terms of audience comfort. I mean, those seats in the theatre are amazing. And also about our sustainability, and again, which is really important for us. What's really exciting is that we've managed to do this project in the most difficult economic conditions, and it's meant that we've been really creative with what we've had, and we've used our money, I think, incredibly wisely over that time. As we've said, it's taken 2.5 years. It took 2.5 years to make sure that we could honour our snooker commitments as well. So during the development, along with 847,000 people, while we've been open seeing shows at the Lyceum, another 87,000 people have witnessed some snooker, some great snooker, apparently, here on our stage as well. So that is absolutely fantastic. I want to thank our funders. I'm making a fatal error of thanking a lot of people with the idea that I'll miss some a lot, so apologies in advance. But obviously to the Arts Council of England and the Lottery Funds, to Sheffield City Council, to Yorkshire Forward, who you haven't heard from tonight, and the European and Regional Development Fund under Objective 1. They've raised an incredible amount of money to make this happen. We've worked with trusts and foundations, and also a large band of very loyal individuals who are here tonight, who put their hands in their pockets. And together with the public funding, we've raised £15.3 million to make this happen. I want to thank the design team, which is led by Barbara Foley and Fisher, for their splendid work. They had a challenge, I think. We didn't want to muck the building around, so that's a polite word, and I think we wanted you to go into the auditorium and think, oh, it's the same. It's not quite the same, because there's a huge amount of money and investment being put into it, but it wasn't broken, it's just better. So that's what we've done with the whole development. We talked about David Hobson, who's the project director, and he's been the one constant project person throughout the whole of the development. And thank you, David, for keeping us, he's not here tonight, but thank you anyway, for keeping us on time and on budget. Banner Holdings, again, a local company who have been our main contractor, and actually have delivered both phases of the job on time, again, which is quite a challenge. There's a huge amount of consultants, some of them were hired up there weeks ago, who've been dealing with our heating and ventilation. There's a huge amount of contractors, subcontractors. I'm not going to name them all, because there's thousands of them, really. But they've really worked so hard to make sure it was looking at our absolute best tonight. As I think Dominic said, about 4 o'clock, it was all looking a bit dodgy in here. So there was a huge amount of people just working, getting everything finished. So thank you. I want to just pay tribute to Tudor Square, to the huge army of people who have been out there today. I think they're as gutted as we are that they didn't finish on time. Today was their day for finishing, really. And I think they have worked hard, but they have had some incredible weather conditions. I think it's really good for you to see just tonight, there's sort of how good it is going to be out there with some beautiful kind of street architecture and lighting and stuff like that. But you'll have to come back to see it finished, so that's no problem as far as I'm concerned. I've nearly finished. We've also, and it's a real pleasure to work with them every day. We have a group of people, a large group of people have been working with us now for some of them 30 years. A huge amount of them for 20 years and 15 years, really. But we were joined.